Hello, and welcome to your daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, proudly presenting on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today is Thursday, September 18th, 2025, and here's a roundup of what's making headlines in the Australian financial industry. Firstly, we're shining a light on the national climate risk. Thanks to the Australian government's very first national climate risk assessment, there's a clear highlight on the domino effect natural disasters have on insurance accessibility. According to the assessment, reducing emissions and reaching net zero by 2050 is not just a want, but an urgent need. As sea levels rise and natural calamities increase, millions could be affected. Worse still, insurance costs are expected to rise too. But fear not, the government is stepping up with support for the cyclone reinsurance pool and investment in the Disaster Ready Fund for better community resilience and strategic relocations. Shifting directions, let's delve into the world of financial advising. The recent report by Russell Investments reveals a gap between advisors and their clients. While majority of advised clients and seekers of financial advice see gaining control over finances as a major gain, only half of advisors recognize this emotional benefit. The key takeaway? Advisors truly need to become personal trainers for their clients' finances, motivating them to stay the course while respecting their need for control. In legislative happenings, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, has released its Corporations Instrument 2025-2034, aiming to offer a clearer picture of financial advice. The new legislation consolidates three preceding documents and retains relief provisions for general advice providers. However, it doesn't erase the blurry lines between general and personalized advice. With the continued provision of simplified verbal warnings, there's still a need for greater clarity in consumer education over advice types. Lastly, we touch on the consumer price landscape. There's a confirmed rise in Australia's cost of living. Essentials like milk, bread, and petrol remain at elevated pricing levels. However, there's a silver lining as economic conditions are improving, with wages growing faster than prices, supported by government tax cuts and interest rate reductions. Current inflation nears the Reserve Bank's target, with a potential November rate cut on the horizon, as Australians adapt to inevitable economic changes. That wraps up today's roundup. Remember, Financial Services Online is here to support your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs. Visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au, for more information. Goodbye, and until next time, stay informed and financially savvy.